The angle of the sculptures is 55 degrees, which is the average angle of all of the flat irons. If you kind of take an average, they're all about 55 degrees.
That's artist Adam Kubi, creator of the sculpture called 55 Degrees, which is actually three sculptures weighing 10,000 pounds hoisted into place by a crane at the Civic Area in front of the Boulder Public Library on Canyon Boulevard.
I think the pieces can be experienced on multiple levels. They can just be experienced as dynamic, dramatic, abstract sculptures. I think most people who I have talked to on site, who have come up to me, who I've listened, maybe done a little eavesdropping on people who were just, experiencing them for the first time, I think most people get that there's some relationship to the Flatirons and that they are in some ways a manifestation of some aspect of the Flatirons. That's what they're about.
Mandy Vink is Boulder's administrator for the public art program.
55 Degrees goes all the way back to 2017, but because it's considered, a large-scale construction project, it takes time to actually go from the selection process to the work being in the ground.
Vink says Kubi's concept for 55 Degrees was chosen by a community selection panel and the Boulder Arts Commission.
There were five artists that had proposals for the project out of over 280 qualified applicants. And he came in and was one artist that really wanted to acknowledge the park in its entirety as opposed to just isolating the experience to one location.
Vink says the sculptures function as interactive windows, framing the sky, the park, and the Flatirons beyond.
It's a symbol that is so important to anybody who's ever lived here.
But Kubi, a resident of Oregon, says he initially worried that maybe the Flatirons were overworked, too cliche.
I was taken with the Flatirons, and I was aware of how big a presence they are for Boulder, and I was also aware of how ubiquitous they are on logos and coffee shops and bank, signs. And so I was a little hesitant to focus the project on them, on the Flatirons, just because I was like, maybe people are sick of all of the attention they're getting. But what I was drawn to was there a way that I could transmit the angle and the geometry and the orientation of the Flatirons into downtown Boulder, and then to create this kind of deeper dialogue between the city and the mountains. So the angle of the sculptures is 55 degrees, which is the average angle of all of the Flatirons. If you kind of take an average, they're all about 55 degrees, more or less. And then I also oriented the sculptures with the same north-south orientation of the Flatirons. So there are places as you're moving around the sculptures where you can look at the sculptures with the Flatirons in the background and they exactly line up with the angle.
After a survey of the site last September, Vink says there was only one area that made sense for the massive sculptures.
The three sculptures themselves were kind of dictated on their placement because those are the highest elevations within the park. So they, by default, where they meet the ground, they are technically out of the 100-year floodplain and the high hazard zone. So they're the only places within the park after so much research that we've realized, okay, this is where these have to go.
Kubi says he worked with many local craftspeople across Boulder County, with the sculpture itself fabricated at Living Design Studios.
They're made of Corten steel. It's a kind of steel that's meant to rust. It's not meant to be painted. And usually the fabricators have a gut feeling because they work with the materials all the time. And they're like, yeah, I think we could do that. We probably use this structure inside, and we could use this kind of thickness of facing material that won't warp and we can work with. And so then I get some information from them, at the same time talking to the engineers and going, how do you imagine this? What do you think the structure internally should be? How big should the foundation be? And then I get a sense of like, am I in the ballpark? Because you could probably do anything if you spend enough money, but it's that dance between, okay, here's the budget, here's what I want to do. Is this within reach? But I was really excited to see how the three sculptures kind of speak to each other. They're all slightly different shapes and compositions. And at one point, I thought maybe they should all be exactly the same. And I didn't go that direction because I thought it would be less organic and alive, like the Flatirons. And I made the right call because they're all slightly different and they all start talking to each other in that kind of living way.